This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
You say something nice about me. I tear up. I'm not used to hearing stuff like that.
Yes, that is what I'm trying to do.
And the show's, it's happening. Remember when this was just you talking about it?
Yeah, but you showed up, you know, for me when I was trying to do... We were calling it a pilot, but straight up, it was a full-blown audition. It was a full sales tape, and we had to wait months to find out if we were really going to get the job. And then, of course, the pandemic broke out, and, you know, we had to keep going, not knowing if we were really going to do it or not. But I just thank you, because I just don't really do any endeavors in this world that are meaningful and important to me without doing it with you. So thank you for doing that.
We are a team on all that. Movies were a team. The show, that was not a problem at all, ever. And you calling me up and saying you want to give me 16 points of the show was... That's too much, Drew.
You can have 16 points of anything in my life. You can have infinite points. But by the way, when I came to, like, get my, you know, pretend to be Barbara Walters with you in Boston, you were on the set... of Hubie Halloween.
Growing up, and even now, whenever a sitcom was on and it happened to be the Halloween special that year, I got more excited than anything. Even if they mentioned Hanukkah, I was like, yeah, that's great, but let's get back to the Halloween of it all. Right?
We haven't had a Halloween comedy like this. I mean, I thought about like Hocus Pocus, and someone was like, Goosebumps, and I was like, yeah, but that's really kids. That's like, that skews very young.
This is a little more, we hope the kids can like it, but it is a little ruckus at times. Yes, it gets a little disgusting at times.
I think this is huge.
That was the intention. The intention was, let's make something huge. Let's have me look very goofy in it. And I handle that with grace.
I love Hubie Doobie so much. It reminded me of like Waterboy, and you know, it felt like such a strong character.
Very goofy kid. He lives with his mama, just like Bobby Boucher did in the Waterboy. Waterboy, by the way, came right after a movie called The Wedding Singer. Did you ever see The Wedding Singer, Drew?
Lucy doesn't remember The Wedding Singer, but Julia does.
Julia, and we couldn't let that happen. You had to get over to the better guy. You know that?
Oh my God! Wait, I'm serious though. I really think that you have done something here that people. This is epic. We can't think of a Halloween comedy. And there are so many amazing comedians in it. You've got Stiller opening it. And, you know, Kevin James and Julie Bowen and Tim Meadows. And it just, and Ray Liotta and Buscemi.
Maya's in it. And all the youngsters are in it. All these young, funny kids. I watched those shows with my daughters, you know, like the... all the Disney and Nickelodeon and all the stuff on Netflix. And we were writing parts for, you know, people like 17, 18, 19 years old. So I was like, oh, that kid from that show, that kid's great. Let's see if they'll do it. And so there's a lot of youth in the movie also.
Including Sunny and Sadie and Jackie. It's a total family affair.
Yes, they had some stuff to do. You know, Drew, you would think the kids would be very excited in an entire movie to be in a movie. By around, I'd say if they're in a movie and they get to set around at 8, I'd say around 9:20, I'm hearing, how much more? Please let me leave. You know, they make it look like I'm forcing them to do it. Meanwhile, they were asking me the whole damn year, can I be in your next movie, Daddy?
Because movies take a long time. The days are long. And by the way, are they working like special hours because of their age, or are they like, no, working full time?
I think I hide them out in my trailer. They hang out. They got their friends anyways. And then I knock on the door. They go, they're ready. Let's go. And they're like, they ready? You'd always play crazy, like they didn't know they were shooting a movie. I go, yeah, you don't have your makeup on? They're like, no, I'll do it now. And it's disgusting, Drew. You know that. I like the music.
Thank you. It was so hard because I'm always so worried about score. Like, it always feels a little too, like, old. And I don't know. You know how score is. It's like an overlay all of a sudden on your... It's like someone else dressed your child in crazy clothes.
Listen, you're right. But this is kind of friendly, energy, and fun. But you don't go, oh, there's that tune again. You're just like, yeah, that's pleasant.
Well, I mean, if you like it, then I feel good because your ear, you know, you're a music man. And so I'm very relieved to get your blessing on the song. We've actually, you know what?
Drew, can I go?
Yeah.
Come on. All right, you go.
Oh, God. I know. Sorry. It's the Zoom thing. I was watching this movie and I'm taking all these notes. And all I keep thinking is, there's just not anything like this.
Drew, I'm telling you, the whole thing, we kept saying we wanted to do a Halloween movie. I remember when I was a kid and Charlie Brown did a Halloween special. And it was like, wow, it was the greatest thing ever that you had something dedicated to Halloween. So we kind of wanted to make a movie that, you know, hopefully every year they go, oh yeah, let's watch Hubie Halloween and get in the spirit. It was shot in Salem. We all brought all our families there and the whole town was decorated for Halloween. So we just had a nice time together.
You know, when I came to visit you up in Boston, you said something to me that stuck with me and you were like, I still am happy when kids come up to me. I'm still happy when I'm talking to people. It just made me so happy. Like, the humanity of what you do is still, like, burns in your heart.
Drew, that's for sure. When you're making a movie like this, I'm thinking of these kids, and I'm thinking of these, you know, I want families to have a good time. I want every age to laugh, but when a little kid comes up to you and calls you by the character's name from the movie, and kids come up to me while I'm eating, I'll stop eating and hang out. By the way, it's very hard for me to stop eating, you know that, but I will stop eating and talk to kids as long as they want to talk.
By the way, I just got so excited. There was like a hot debate on Twitter about you, me, and Aniston.
Yes, I heard about this, Drew, and you told me that it was fun. That's Jennifer Aniston right there. You see how you did it with a picture?
Yeah. We have that technology here. Of course, the picture I'm referring to you with you, me, and Jay is literally a Polaroid.
I know. We had fun with Jay, by the way. But yes, and Drew, I remember you crossing your eyes for that picture. And you remember that stuck for about 4 days? Yeah, I love that. I love you. And you know I love Aniston, and so do you. We're all great friends. And some debate that sounded nuts to me.
I loved it because what I wanted to do is respond to say, I would pick her too. And like, let everyone know that we all are kind of like a triangle and there's not only no competition, but so much love. And then I thought about doing something with you, me, and her where I choose her and run off into the sunset.
Anybody who sees the three of us together would be like, Sandman, you gotta go, man. You don't belong with those two. Those are two nice, smart, good-looking ladies. You're pathetic. Beat it. But somehow I locked into both of your lives, so I'm staying there.
Maybe just the three of us should do something.
I would do that. You just tell me your new schedule, Drew, with your when you can do movies now with the Drew Show going on.
I've really never wanted to do anything important in this world and in my life that isn't side by side with you. So thank you. And look out for My Love, Adam on what I am sure to be an annual must in Hubie Halloween, streaming on Netflix now. I love you.
I love you. Drew, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, baby.
Forever.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.